With Montana News, I'm Shaylee Reger. Supporters of an alternative proposal to settle water rights claims on and around the Flathead Reservation have released a framework for what they would like to see in federal legislation. Meanwhile, their proposal is drawing condemnation and curiosity across the state. Nikki Ouellette reports.
Supporters of what they're calling the People's Compact include Flathead irrigators and some Republican state lawmakers. They say it's their last chance to address what they say are flaws in the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribal Water Compact passed by the state legislature in 2015. The CSKT Water Compact is currently before Congress and still needs federal and tribal approval to finalize negotiations and fund settlements. Speaking at an information meeting in Kalispell Monday night, Albert Olszewski, a Republican state senator from Kalispell, said he and several Republican legislators from the Flathead Valley plan to ask Montana's congressional delegation to consider their proposal.
We do have Senator Daines as one, Representative Gianforte, that are open to the idea of coming up to a solution that unifies the state rather than divides us.
In a statement, Republican Senator Steve Daines called the state's version the most controversial, expensive, and divisive of Montana's six Indian water rights settlement agreements and says he welcomes efforts by opponents to bring new ideas forward. Republican Congressman Greg Gianforte said in a statement he'll continue working with the tribes and surrounding communities on the issue. Neither were available for an interview. Senator Tester, though, called the People's Compact a distraction designed to divide and derail decades of negotiations in a statement to MTPR. Tester introduced the CSKT Compact in the U.S. Senate in 2016. The bill will need to be reintroduced after the next Congress convenes in January. A spokesperson for the tribes says they haven't been approached for input about the People's Compact, and the director of the State Department of Natural Resources and Conservation called it, quote, neither a work of the people nor a legitimate compact, end quote, in a written statement. While People's Compact supporters released a framework last week outlining their intent, they say model legislation is currently undergoing legal review and is not yet available to the public. On Tuesday, representatives of Montana Water Resources Association, the Montana Farm Bureau Federation, and the Montana Stock Growers Association issued a joint editorial reiterating their support for the CSKT Water Compact passed by state lawmakers in 2015. Full statements are posted on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.